doing?
Pretty good. Second week here, working out, feeling good. Really happy to be here and be with all the teammates and just getting, you know, hang up with what's going on around here.
What's the biggest adjustment
been coming from? Mile High. the air, not the temperature. I went the air, but the weather's great. But just sometimes I feel a little lightheaded here and there. But that's why I'm here early, to get adjusted to that.
People give me some tips of you, the guys who went through it last year for the first time.
The biggest thing everybody's saying, you pretty much done that just being here, one day at a time. And it's at the same time it's fun for me because I'm an outdoor guy. You know, just. The mountain range and just seeing the views and just how pretty Denver is.
What was the process like, the free agent process like for you here? I know so you had some talks in New England, talks here. What was it about Denver or Josh or?
Well, I could tell you this. The free agency is a little different this year with UNCAP here, and if people could see, you know, we still have a lot of good players still in the market, and just the process, it was a lot slower than the past the years, and we knew that going into it. And at the same time, my situation with New England, being there for 8 years, and it was a choice that I had to make because I have a wife and 3 kids, and that had a lot to do with it. And also just Denver was a team that I always liked. You know, once Josh came over here, it was something, hey, opportunity, you know, to try something new, being in New England for 8 years, and just flipping the script and just starting from fresh and just, you know, coming here and also knowing Josh, you know, from the past. So that was something big also that made the decision.
You talked about how you kind of knew going into it that the UNCAP year was going to be a little slow. I think a lot of fans thought UNCAP year, everybody's going to spend, and then they're going to be off the market in 2 days. What did you realize going in? I mean, you and other players were going to be in that situation.
Well, with UNCAP year, that I knew this for sure, the exceptional guys like the Peppers, you know, those guys, it's going to be normal for them, you know. And then, because you got the high, you got the lows, in betweens. And right now, you see a lot of guys that's on the market. I guess it's kind of like the in between. And for me, I think it was, I guess, being in the right place at the right time. Also, being an older guy, just knowing, like with Denver, then the defense, the system, everything that goes with it. So I think that was an advantage for me in this UNCAP year.
Do you feel kind of? How do you feel about those guys? Like you said, some great players on the market. What do you want to say to them? How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's tough, man, because we all in the same union. You know, we all under the same microscope, and we all friends. You know, we have, you know, family at home and experience. That's part of the business. You know, it's something that's going to happen, and everybody knew that. You know, so right now it's like just wait how things really go. I mean, I'm not a analyst, draft analyst, whatever, but I think a lot of teams are waiting for the draft to happen.
Do you think, one more thing about the labor system. Mm-hmm. You worry about 2011 at all? I mean, there's a lot of talk about that. There may be any football.
You know what? We can't control that. I mean, we have the owners, we have the union, we have our ideas, they have their ideas at the same time. The only thing we control is what we do, on the field. You know, the money you make, better save all of it. Get ready for the worst.
Came in here about the same time as Jamal and came in for his visit and stuff. What were your impressions of him and Justin Bannon, kind of maybe this whole new revamped line here?
Well, when I saw Jamal, I knew Bannon came in for a visit, so I've been knowing Bannon, you know, playing through the AFC, Jamal also, and to see those guys. Seeing Jamal on the trip, you know, was crazy because just like, man, you know, hey, you visiting here too, you know? I mean, we talked, I'm like, you know, what you thinking, you know? And when I was here, my visit, I mean, I signed on my visit, and he was like, hey, I'm trying to do the same thing, you know? And coming here last week, working out with the new guys, you know, and something special, you know? A lot of older guys, you know, they said we're at the back of our careers, but for me, you know, a fresh start, that does a lot for individual. And just playing those type of guys also what Denver has now as a team, because they have a pretty good defense and the guys they have, you know, and just to add to that, you know, sky's, I can't say sky's the limit, but you got to take it one day at a time and just play together as a team.
What do you think of this? I mean, you guys add a lot of muscle.
A lot of experience, you know, with the new guys coming in, and a lot of us played on winning football teams, and it has a lot to do with it also. And I think just being a presence in the locker room. And I know we have a lot of young defensive linemen and just showing them the way. Because I remember when I was a young guy, I had a lot of vets in New England that guys playing 14th year, 12th year, you know, 10th year. And for me, when I came in as a rookie, second-year guy, I said I was blessed to have those type of guys around me. Because you don't know what to expect when you go on a new football team. You know, to have older guys that have been through it, I think it really helps.
This is kind of the second year that the Broncos and Josh have kind of gone through free agency to build up the defensive line. And what do you think of that in terms of maybe going to the draft? I mean, what is it about defensive line that maybe takes a little longer for development, or you can get the play out of the veteran 30-year-old guys?
I mean, here, the defense we play, you know, whatever you call it. I mean, what I've seen last year was more like a 3-4. So I think that's a lot harder defense to play. It's the responsibility. And in New England, we played both 3-4, 4-3. And the draft, again, that's something, you know, us in the locker room, you can't worry about that because those decisions are going to be made no matter what happened. You know, you got to do your job on the field, in the locker room, in the classroom. And, you know, just from the experience of just doing everything right, you know, because in this league, I mean, there's no such thing as perfect, but you try to do your best at individually, and that makes the team better as a whole.
There's not a lot of colleges that play really a 3-4. What was it? Remember what it was like for you kind of going from college, making the transition to the NFL? What were some of the hardest things to adjust to?
You know, college, you got the 20-hour rule. You know, you do that. You sign a little paper every week, 20-hour rule. And coming to the NFL, I can remember just the schedule. You know, it's 56 hours a week. And I remember the first time I got my schedule looking at it, and I brought it home to my wife. I'm like, babe, you see this? 9 to 5. And I think a lot of guys out of college, they don't know that, you know, and that's a big transition. That's the biggest thing with the classroom, the speed of the game. You're playing, there's a lot of guys and everybody playing full speed, and you have to get adapted to that.
A lot of people here talk about how Josh Pinson, you know, the former Patriots. You guys are, you know, obviously signing here. Nobody's forcing you to be here. What is it about Josh? I mean, you knew him. What is it about Josh that
you like to come up with
that
major role? My rookie year in New England, he was my first coach. I mean, he was a guy I met with every day for 30 to 45 minutes. Did that for the entire season. At the time, he was over defense quality control. And just remembering those times, you know, and just through the process, watching him grow as a coach. And we always had a great relationship, you know, and that's something that was always sound, you know. And I know when free agency hit, my biggest thing was like, hey, man, Denver Broncos. And when we got the call, everything else was pretty much straightforward.
You must like what Josh was
building. Yes. I remember when we came in and played Denver, that overtime game, it was some game, and the last thing I remember is watching him giving the fist pumps after the game. And I saw that, man. I just saw the energy. And saw the players, you know, playing for him. And just, I mean, everybody want to play for a coach like that. I mean, you know. And for me, like I said, I was in New England for all that time. I was ready to move on, period. You know, been there my whole entire career. And just watching Josh on the sideline, I mean, that was another reason. Hey, man. I want to feel that too.
What do you think this 3-4 is going to look like? Is it going to be more Patriot style, you think, you know, than other year? Or is it going to be maybe a blend of the Ravens style and the Chargers?
You know what? In this league, you know, coaches, players change team to team every year. You know, it's going to be a Bronco style, you know. That's what it's going to be. I'm still new to everything. And right now, I'm just lifting weights and hanging out with my teammates, you know, because I really don't know what's going on. I mean, I got some of the basic stuff going on with the defense, but this is, you know, 2010, and whatever happens, it's going to be a Broncos defense.
What can people expect from you? What kind of player are you? I
can't sit here and, you know, give me, you know, outcomes, but I mean, I came here to play football, came here to be a winner. My attitude in the locker room going to be positive, always on the field going to be positive, and I'm here to help the team win.